Coddersill's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
England get underway in the ICC Champions Trophy. A 10:30 start for them at the Oval this morning. Time for us to talk cricket. And former England man Steve Harmison, I'm delighted to say, joins us now. Hi, Steve.
How are you, Alan? You all right?
Yes, very well. Thank you very much. Thanks for your time this morning. You're looking forward to what should be a very entertaining tournament.
Yeah, it should be a very entertaining tournament. And England getting us, hopefully getting us off to a winning start. It'll be a good game for them after the, you know, the disappointment of the last game against Africa, the third game, but obviously the series win. So, you know, fingers crossed, a little bit of a blip, but I'm sure England will be full of confidence. And they're getting off to a good start, playing against Bangladesh. Nothing against Bangladesh, but obviously they're the poor relations in this tournament. And I think England, if they can get off to a good start, I do believe they can go and win the tournament. Mm.
Yeah, shouldn't take Bangladesh too lightly. I mean, they got there at the expense of West Indies, didn't they, really? So, you know, in that sense, they're an emerging nation in cricket, aren't they?
They are. They're a good side, but... Yeah, if we're playing in the subcontinent, if we're ICC trophy in India or in Dubai or even in Sri Lanka, I think you give Bangladesh a bit more of a chance. But I think in England, especially, you mentioned there before, 10:30 start are difficult for the sides batting first for that first sort of half an hour, 45 minutes. And if England can get Bangladesh in then I'd fancy the England seamers to make some inroads into that Bangladesh attack.
Mm. Well, there's a very important man who's been talked about in the newspapers this morning. Ben Stokes is being touted as the talisman, really, who can hopefully bring the trophy England's way. Can he stay fit, I suppose, is the main question.
Yeah, I'm sure. Look, Ben's an all-in cricketer. He's obviously bats and bowls, and he throws his whole body, and the effort that Ben throws into it is always going to put stress on his body, but there's a lot of people making noises about resting him this and resting him that. At the end of the day, Ben Stokes, if he's fit, he plays. You know, let's worry about it when he gets injured. But for me, you know, stick to the game plan. He's a massive key cog in England's balance of their side. And you know, if he can only bowl, if he feels it after seven or eight overs, then I'm sure England have got other options can fill in. But I think to have Ben Stokes in the side and have his name on the team sheet sends messages around the opposition dressing room. He's a fantastic cricketer, and he's somebody who is on a crest of a wave at this minute in time after the IPL and the way he's playing his cricket. Mm. The longer he's in the team, the more the opposition will be looking at England and thinking, they're a formidable outfit.
Mm. Oh, he's a big player, all right. You mentioned the word sticking to the game plan there as well, and it looks like Jason Roy is going to be England's opening batsman throughout the Champions Trophy, because he's certainly had the nod and a vote of confidence from the skipper, hasn't he? And that leaves Johnny Bairstow fighting to get in the team.
It does, and it's a difficult one because I think the world of Johnny. I love Johnny. He's a good guy, and he's a fantastic player. Probably one of the best players in Test cricket in the last 12 to 18 months from the younger players, the emerging players. But before this South African series, the only place I've seen him possibly getting in is if Morgan continues having a bad time. But Owen Morgan showed in the last 2 weeks that, you know, what a fantastic player he is. It's hard. It is hard. You've got, for me, like I said, during the week, you've got 20 cricketers in England who play very, very good white ball cricket. You've got to leave five out of the tournament, and you've got to leave four out of the team. So four out of the squad. So because of that, yeah, Johnny, unfortunately, might just be the one that misses out first up. It showed in the last game. Once Ben Stokes isn't playing, the balance of the side goes. The balance of the side goes, and all of a sudden you have to play one less batsman to cover the bowling side. And then even though Johnny did well, I just backed Josh Butler at the bottom end to do what he did in the second one day at National, to just get that 20, 30 runs more to take the game away from teams right at the bottom end. So unfortunately for Johnny, he probably misses out. And I think if something happened to Roy, I think Sam Billings might come in as the opening batsman rather than Johnny Bairstow, for Johnny.
Quite possibly, yeah. We've mentioned we're not taking Bangladesh lightly, but who are England's toughest opponents in the group? I mean, the games they play against New Zealand and Australia, and obviously they're the standout matches initially, aren't they? But it's basically a case you've got to win all three matches, isn't it, to ensure your qualification for the semis?
You do, and that's what's so good about this tournament, Alan. You know, you've got to win. It's a knockout tournament from game one. There are some really, really tough games. New Zealand will be you know, very, very strong. I think Australia will probably just be stronger than New Zealand. And one of the reasons why, I think you mentioned, the 10:30 starts in England. Mm. If the team get the ball in the right area early on, then that's got a good chance of putting a big hole in the batting of the opposition if they get the right conditions. Yeah, I imagine at the Oval, the forecast is really good today. But when we go, you go tomorrow and I think Saturday when the weather forecast isn't as good, that 10:30 start with a bit of cloud cover, you've got the Australian bowlers and the New Zealand bowlers, England bowlers who are used to these conditions. That could be the difference in 20 or 30 runs at the start of the game, which could be the difference between winning and losing the side. Mm. But I expect England and Australia to go through for this group.
Sounds like the toss is going to be a very important aspect of this tournament.
It is, yeah. Well, I think what you'll find is, I think you'll see captains looking up rather than looking down, especially at 10:30.
Yeah.
If the cloud cover is in and it's heavy, then I can see teams bowling first because there's still that little bit of moisture around which make the ball move. Two brand new white balls, you've got a good chance of maybe 10 overs of the ball moving. If it's a hot day and it's a warm day and it's flat, then you might see roll reverse. You might see teams want to chase. But I think what you've got in this tournament, which we've seen all around the world now, the ball flying around the park, and you see the big bats and small boundaries, 10:30 starts, if the conditions suit the bowlers, some world-class bowlers on show, we might just see a little bit more of a balance between bat and ball.
Who should... I know England are the favourites for the tournament, just about. Can they win it, do you believe, Steve?
I believe they can win it. You've got... In any tournament, no matter whether you're playing football, rugby, tiddlywinks, whatever, you've got to have the luck go your way. And, fingers crossed England get the luck going their way. But I do believe they can win it. They should have won it the last time they were here if it wasn't for the pitch at Edgbaston resembling Mumbai rather than an English county wicket. But I think they've got a great chance of winning it. There's some fantastic sides in there. In South Africa, we've just shown if you get the right conditions, they can blow teams away. But I'm not looking too far beyond England. I think England will be in and around semi-final, in and around the final, and then just all on the day. But I do believe these players now are getting more experience and getting better. And I think that will stand them in good stead, and hopefully they'll win it.
Let's hope so. Just away from England, Steve, are there any other players you're particularly looking forward to watching from any of these other seven countries?
Oh, there's millions. There's loads of them. Alan, there's loads of them. Yeah, you look at teams now, and the Big Bash and the IPL, because you see them on TV and you watch these players play, they're household names now, and you look at them and you can't wait to watch, close up to watch De Villiers and Coley and Ambler and all these players, Davy Warner. All the teams have got a top player, batsman, world-class batsman in it, but they've also got world-class bowlers in there now, and from my perspective, I just want to see these world-class bowlers get some weather in their favour. And then if they do, they'll show how good they really are. And I think that one, like I said, a good challenge between bat and ball. But I think anybody in this country wants to watch Virat Kohli bat, Ibi de Villiers bat, Hashim Amla and David Warner from that side. And then obviously we all see Joe Root every week and every time he plays. But there's some fantastic players in that group as well. So fingers crossed for a great tournament.
Well, we'll be looking out for the toss in around about 10 minutes' time, I suppose, and see exactly what happens down there at the Oval. You'll be watching today, will you, Steve?
Yeah, I'm watching. It's my daughter's 18th birthday today, so watching today. I'm commentating near in the middle and the end of the tournament, but I'm on family duties today.
has to be done. And
it does, yeah.
You're going to be in this area, of course, fairly soon, aren't you, on the 23rd of June at Oxton Cricket Club?
Yeah, I've got to somehow get my boots back out of the garage, I think, yeah. No, it's great fun, to be fair. We spend a lot of time in the Manchester-Liverpool area for the PCA and the good work we do for the Benevolent Fund. And we try and put a great day on for people that come out and watch. We are an over 35, over 40 side, but some of the lads that do play have still got it. You wouldn't fancy sat facing Simon Jones, even at the age he's at.
No.
It's a pretty daunting task bowling that. People like Mark Ranprakash when he does get get going, and the other players are some fantastic former England cricketers on show, and it's a good day out.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.